36. Caleb. Caleb turned his hands in the slings, the arms of the badger executing the same move. Each arm of the mech ended in a large, swappable pod. He had noticed this one was armed with the same munitions on both sides, a plasma cannon in the center, a pair of rail guns on the top and bottom, and a set of machine guns on either side. Ammo ran to the pods through the arms from a central store on the back, which was protected by extra-thick armor. The feeding mechanism was the weakest link of the machine, the mechanism allowing the rounds to flow through the armored limbs, regardless of their position, overly complicated. It would have been better to lock the arms straight or stick with energy weapons that utilized flexible wires and wouldn't run out of rounds. But desperation and loss of top engineers had led to bad decisions and underthought, over-engineered, and hastily produced designs. It was all part of the trickle-down effect that had started with the deadly virus and ended with the loss of the war. And the planet. Caleb picked up the pace, stomping forward toward the tentacles while the civilians filled in behind him, hiding behind the mech. The gunfire had stopped on the deck above, the only sound the wet slapping of the Jacques cloth as it slid to the edge of the ship. A pair of large reticles floated on the HUD in front of him, each one featuring smaller crosshairs for each specific ordnance. Caleb lined up the railgun crosshairs on the tentacles, slid his thumb over to the control stick, and pressed down on the trigger. Titanium flechettes spewed from the four barrels in rapid fire, the first salvo cutting off six of the hanging limbs in less than a second, the ammunition count on the left side of the HUD reflecting the decrease. Caleb stopped shooting as the tentacles dropped to the deck, oozing ichor and still twitching. The Jacques Cluth groaned loudly above, slamming its other limbs on the upper deck in anger and pain. The civilians behind the mech cheered in response to the outcome, their shouts getting louder when the remaining tentacles retreated.
"That was easy," Caleb said. "Didn't I tell you Jacques Cluth don't retreat?"
He could hear the Relia moving across the upper deck, headed toward the carrier's large island. If there was no more room for people down here, how many were hiding up there? Caleb moved his feet, working the actuators to run across the deck. He headed onto the elevator and looked up in time to see the rear tentacles of the creature vanish from sight. He pivoted his body, the motion reflected by the badger, twisting to find the controls for the lift. The man in the white shirt was already there. He tapped on the control panel. A loud clunk followed, and the elevator started to rise. Caleb stood in the center of it, turning to face the island as it rose. He lifted his arms, bringing the guns up and over his head in anticipation of the moment he had visual on the Relia. The badger's head cleared the upper deck, and Caleb found the Jacques Cluth waiting for him. It was still facing away, but it had backed up a few meters, and its rear tentacles lashed out, one of them wrapping around the mech's arms and pulled them askew. It yanked him sideways as he started shooting. His rounds went wide of the mark, the powerful tentacles nearly lifting the mech as it took him off balance. Caleb cursed, his shoulders hurting as the motion outside was reflected inside, bringing his arms out wide. He gritted his teeth as he pulled back, trying to overpower the creature and get the reticles back in line. One arm was more successful than the other, and he loosed a barrage from the left-hand machine guns as the reticle crossed the Jacques Cluth's flesh. Bullets chewed into the back of the creature's central mass, distracting it just long enough for him to bring the other arm back in. He fired from both sides, forcing the alien to let him go. Momentum threw the badger sideways, and his feet danced on top of the actuators while he tried to keep himself upright. It didn't work. The mech toppled sideways, the fall jolting him in his restraints. He tapped on the controls, commanding the machine to reset its position by calculating the movements needed to return to rest. The action took seconds he didn't have, and the Jacques Cluth closed on him again, whipping its tentacles hard around and catching the mech in the side. The force threw him across the deck, metal scraping metal as he flailed, trying to get the machine upright again. He turned his head to get visual on the creature, which appeared to have gotten bigger from the time it was in the water.
"It feeds and it grows."
"Awesome," Caleb replied, and he had thought the Reapers were bad. He turned the mech over, planting an arm and using it to push the machine closer to upright. A dozen tentacles were racing toward him. He opened fire, sending bolts of plasma and flechettes into the oncoming limbs. The defense tore through the Jaxcluth's arms, removing four of them in rapid succession. But there were still eight more. They grabbed the badger, wrapping around the legs and pulling him onto his back. The mech hit hard, jolting Caleb and eliciting a painful grunt. He tapped the controls to get the machine back into a sitting position, only to have two more tentacles wrap around the body of the mech, holding it still, while a second pair again grabbed the arms. The Jaxcluth flipped itself over the mech, the central mass hovering above him. Half its eyes had been blown out during its approach, leaving oozing holes across its disgusting face. Its mouth was a dark, gaping cavern directly above the cockpit, its hundreds of grinding teeth threatening him as another pair of tentacles reached for the protective faceplate.
"Any ideas?" Caleb asked. "Yes, but it might kill us. We're going to die anyway if we do nothing." "Very well."
Caleb winced ahead of the pain he presumed would come. It didn't. The Jaxcluth howled instead as a half-dozen bolts poured into it from the sky, tearing deep into its limbs and central mass. The pressure on the badger lessened. Caleb gathered the mech's feet and kicked the Relia's central mass. It knocked the Jaxcluth back and off him, limbs releasing as it tried to back away.
"You said they don't retreat."
"They don't."
Caleb looked up. The dropship was swooping in, low and slow, still firing on the Jaxcluth. Too low and slow. The creature was bunching itself on its tentacles, preparing to jump.
"No!"
Caleb shouted, charging forward. He aimed and fired, pounding the Jaxcluth with everything he had. Large gouges tore out of the monster, flesh and blood spraying away from it. The creature groaned in response, shoving itself into the air, tentacles stretching for the dropship. Caleb shifted the mech's left arm, firing the railguns in a sweeping movement across the line of its tentacles, cutting them off one by one. He targeted the center of the creature, continuing to rip into it with every weapon in its arsenal. Its reach for the dropship missed, but only because the limbs were no longer there. It hit the top of its arc before falling limp and crashing back to the deck, the disgusting mess of oozing wet flesh remaining still. Caleb stared at the creature, heart pounding, body tingling. He kept the guns trained on it, waiting for it to move again.
"It's dead, Caleb."
Caleb exhaled sharply, suddenly exhausted.
"Too close."
He looked up. The dropship was circling back around, approaching the carrier's deck to land. The truckstin was on his right, headed toward open water. There was no sign of the other Jaxcluth. It had to be dead, too. He wanted to relax. He wanted to celebrate the victory. He couldn't. This new war, this new invasion, was only beginning.